Okay, this hour we'll take your phone calls with Chrissy Blaze, the astrologer. What we need is your birth month and day, and then you ask the question, okay? And we'll be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. All right, welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Chrissy Blaze. Her book is called Earth Astrologers, Astrology's Missing Planet. Where do you get the book, by the way, Chrissy?
Oh, the usual places, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the main places like that.
We're going to take calls now. One of our listeners, Linda, sent me an email and said, I can't call because I'll wake up my husband. So please, please, can I get a reading? So I'm gonna give it to you, and you can tell us. Her birthday is June 11th, and her question is, do you see a move for me? June 11th. Take it away.
Hello, Linda?
She's not on the phone.
Oh, she's not on the phone. I see, yeah. Okay, well, difficult to tell. Now, next year is a year of movement. I would say next year, if it's going to be this year, you could possibly move. But if it's next year, I would say hold tight. But there's always exceptions. Difficult to predict things like that exactly without looking at your chart, your whole chart.
She also wants to know about any writing projects for her in the future.
Writing projects. Yeah, well, definitely keep writing. Gemini, Sagittarius, Earth, Sagittarius is the, good at writing, communicating of all types. So, yes, keep writing. And the more you write, the better.
Do you do live events at all?
Yes, I do. Of course, I haven't really done them lately.
No, COVID's got everything stopped.
COVID stopped everything. But I do them mainly in Detroit area.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's great.
And also probably going to start doing some Zoom lectures and talks and stuff like that.
Perfect. Yeah, you're in Oakland County right now, right?
Yes. Yes, I am.
That's a great area there. I used to work at a television station up by 9 Mile in Greenfield, WJBK, right up that way.
Oh, right. Yes. Yeah.
Beautiful area. And you know Southfield, you know Bloomfield Hills, all those things.
Yes, yes, absolutely, yeah. Oh, do you go home much, George? Or?
I see my mother more than she comes to see me than I go to see her. She comes to my events and things like that, but I have to get up there to see her. She's 92.
Oh, really? Oh, God bless her. Fantastic.
She acts 40, which is a pretty good sign. But let's go to Nancy. Here's the birthday. I'll give you the birthdays first, okay? Give you a head start. 11/24. 11/24, we're going to Nancy in Boston. Hi, Nancy. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. So what's your question for Chrissy?
I have a question about a gastrointestinal problem I seem to be having that nobody's actually come up with what's causing it. And could it possibly be related to a cartilage issue?
That's an interesting question, Chrissy.
Yeah, it is an interesting question. I'm really able to answer too much, but just have a look at what's going on this year for you. You're doing a lot of moving around. You've probably been to a number of doctor's appointments and stuff like that. I think you're going to be able to find out what it is in the next couple of months. So I don't know who you're seeing, whether you're seeing different doctors. Are you, Nancy?
I've talked to them on the phone because of COVID. I finally have an appointment in about a week, but it's really hard because they keep putting, during COVID, they kept pushing you away, and so it would get worse, and they'd want to do all these tests, and I'm going, why are we doing these tests? We don't even know what direction it's going in, and I would rather do non-invasive tests first and try to figure it out, and I thought I had it pretty well figured out, but I'm sliding backwards again. So,
right. Well, it's a year to keep trying different approaches, and you should be able to get an answer this year from somebody. But you might want to try different approaches, not necessarily the orthodox, but try something else as well. Are you doing that too?
Well, I've been looking online for all sorts of things, and I found things that don't seem to necessarily go with the standard stuff, and Sometimes they help, sometimes they don't. And it's just it's a mystery. It really is.
All right.
Yeah,
well, good luck to you.
It can be difficult to pin down. Follow your studies, your research, and then you follow your intuition, because you're Sagittarius. You have the Earth in Gemini. You have a strong intuition. So I think you already have a feeling. You know what it is. Just follow that.
Chrissy, do you specialize in any specific type of reading or astrology?
Yeah, I'm health astrology is a whole different thing.
Medical. Yeah, you seemed a little hesitant about health.
I specialize in a person's growth, you know, the challenges they're going through, how to handle them, and how to sidestep things, and the karmic astrology or evolutionary astrology.
That would include what, new career, things like that?
Yeah, it kind of includes everything, but the approach is slightly different. Like, I think everything is good, because everything is helping us to grow and become stronger. That's kind of my approach.
Is astrology for everybody?
Absolutely, because everybody has this gift given to them when they're born of their astrology chart. And it's a very helpful guidebook to life. It's not the only one, but it's a very helpful guidebook. So it applies to everybody. Everybody has this wonderful, unique chart, which is them. And the more you understand it, the more you can draw out your potential you didn't even know you had. So, you know, I'd love to do a chart for you, George, if you ever
want. Not now. Many listeners calling in. Let's go. Next one is November 21. Let's go to Chip in Shelby, North Carolina. First time caller. Hey, Chip.
Hello. How are you?
Good, sir. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. I'm proud to be here.
Do you have a specific question for Chrissy?
I just want to know how I'm doing in general.
How's he doing in general, Chrissy?
Hi, Chip. You've had a kind of a difficult year, I think. You are in November the 21st. You're on the cusp, but you are, you're a Scorpio. You're on the cusp, though. So you're... Earth sign is Taurus, and the Scorpios have a very difficult life often, because you can't skate on the surface of life like other people seem to do, right?
Chip?
Yes?
Go ahead.
Life brings challenges to you. It seems to bring you to, it needs a lot of strength to keep going. It brings you to emotional sort of depths and so on, and this year has been a difficult year, I have to say. Would you agree with that?
No, I've had a pretty good year so far.
Oh, no. How can you say that to me?
Hey, if it's a good year for him, so be it.
Well, I have to say that you're in an end of a cycle. But if it's a good year, it just means that the last 8 years of this cycle, you've been doing pretty good. So, but anyway, you are coming up to a different type of year next year. It's kind of a time to begin new things next year.
So maybe his year could be better, huh?
It can be even better. But certain things are coming to an end, and certain new things are coming into your life next year. You're very much at home in the physical world. You're kind of a grounded person. And you have a lot of common sense and practicality. Would you say?
Yes. Yes, very much so.
Do you have something, are you good at like building or something like that?
Yes, I am. I built my own house, matter.
Well, that's pretty darn good. Jeez.
Right. Yeah, you have the Earth in Taurus, and that's a building sign, and it helps to ground. You're obviously using that energy to ground your Sun in Scorpio, which can be very kind of emotional. A strong sign, but it can be difficult. So you're obviously using that Earth in Taurus to bring this balance to you.
Thanks,
and
Chip.
I think you're going to start some new projects next year, and you might even be thinking about them now.
If I built my own house, the roof would cave in.
Yeah, me too.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good indeed. Next up, let's go to 1231. New Year's Eve. How about that? 12:31. We're going to Karen in Davis, California, west of the Rockies. Hi, Karen.
Hi. Thanks, George. How are you?
Happy New Year, almost.
Yeah, my birthday's coming up soon.
That's a great birthday.
Yes, everyone celebrates my birthday.
Everybody does. Go ahead, Chrissy.
You're in Capricorn, and you've got the Earth in Cancer. And Sun in Capricorn, you enjoy success. You like to spend time with other people who are successful. You're quite ambitious, but one step at a time. And you don't mind doing a long apprenticeship to reach where you're going. But you have the opposite sign is Cancer. So you find balance when you begin to develop more fully your feeling nature through your family, through your friends, and so on. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I didn't know about my Earth sign, but I did kind of wonder, because I'm kind of a sensitive person that has to do with being my Earth sign in Cancer.
Yeah, exactly. Now, you're in a year of relationship challenges,
yes,
and good things, too. A lot of relationships, and not just like a marital relationship or a love relationship, but different types of relationships have featured quite a lot in your year, this year. Would you agree with that?
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I met someone recently, and I was wondering if I would be compatible with someone who's Pisces. A sun sign.
Oh, absolutely,
Pisces.
Yeah. No, without looking at the chart, it's hard to say exactly, but generally you are compatible. You're an Earth sign, and your Capricorn is an Earth element, and your sun sign is in Cancer, which is a water element sign. Pisces is a water element, so the two of you would kind of mesh together well, generally.
Okay, good luck, Karen. Thank you. Hope everything works out for you. How many readings do you do a year, Chrissy?
Well, the last couple of years, I haven't done so many. I've been doing other things.
We're tuning you up tonight, that's for sure.
Yeah.
We're making you work for it.
Oh, that's fine. I just hope I'm on track here for people.
What, with the book Earth, Astrology's Missing Planet, what's the main message you want people to get when they read it?
The main message is I want people to realize that the Earth is a living, evolved intelligence, and that we should be conscious of that and not think of her just as a resource, but think of her as a being that we give our appreciation to think about in this way. And I believe if enough people do that, a critical mass of people realize that we can change climate change and so on. We can reverse things, not just by the environmental issues, which are really, really important, ecology and so on is very important, but also with our thoughts. And I think of it as a person that you love. You don't just say your children. You don't just make them sandwiches and clothe them. You also love them. And I think this relationship with the Earth is a vital one for us all, because without the Earth, we'd be lost in space.
So do you think the planet is aware of all these creatures on it?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely aware. Yeah.
Next up, we go to whose birthday is it? 5-9. How about that one? May 9th. And we're going to Sam in Salina, Kansas. Welcome to the show. Hey, Sam.
Hey, good evening. Hope you're all doing well.
You too, sir. Go ahead.
Sam. Sorry, I'm calculating here. So.
You calculate while Sam asks you a question. Go ahead, Sam.
Well, I've been real busy this year. I have a small shop. It's I build target rifles and hunting rifles. And I've been working 12, 14 hours a day, 7 days a week. And,
wow.
I mean, I'm in perfect health, but it's getting kind of old, to be honest with you. I'm retired.
How old are you, Sammy?
71.
Ah, keep going. It'll keep you young.
Yeah. 70 is the new 50, they tell us.
Yeah, that's true. But 5-9 is his birthday. Chrissy, go ahead.
Hello, Sam.
Yes,
ma'am. So you're a Taurus. You have the sun in Taurus, the building sign. And your earth sign is Scorpio. And this is a serious combination, but your combination, you're very strong, you're loyal, you're a person who can get things done and be relied upon. Now, this year, I can see it's been a very busy year. Certain things are coming to an end. You're going to bring about a change next year. There's certain things that you're doing that you think you've had enough of, I think.
Well, I can't say no. My problem.
No. Well, I think you're going to have to learn to say no.
Well, I don't. It's not in my nature to do that. But
well, next year is all about you. It's more about you. So those things that you've always wanted to do for yourself, like perhaps travel somewhere or whatever, think about that.
Okay. I have a question for George.
Yeah, go ahead, Sammy.
There's a fellow by the name of Douglas B. Vogt, V-O-G-T. And I'd like to see if you could get him as a guest.
What's he do?
He writes, well, he's a scientist.
Okay.
And he has the real cause of global warming.
Interesting. Okay, I'll check him out. Douglas Vogt.
Fascinating. He's just a genius.
V-O-G-T.
Yes.
Okay, thanks, Sam. Appreciate that. A couple minutes before the break, Chrissy, then we'll come back and take final phone calls here. Of everything you've done astrologically, what has been the most satisfying for you?
Well, it's satisfying when you can really help someone to become their better selves, if you like, to grow. That's really satisfying.
Do you ever do astrology readings for a couple? They both come in and give you two birthdays and things like that?
Yeah, or I often do it over the phone or, you know, by the internet or whatever. They don't have to come in. But, yeah, a couple astrology I do quite a lot of.
What do you believe is the influence of the Earth on us? What is it doing to us?
What is it doing for us? It's a fantastic influence. It's allowing us to live and eat and survive. And the most important thing it's allowing us to do is to gain experience on her body, if you like. And you know, she gives us everything, really. Like, that's why she's called the Mother Earth, because she's like a sort of divine mother who just keeps giving and giving and giving. And I think especially at this time in our history, when the Earth is so much going on as far as climate change and so on, it's very important for all of us to understand that, to be conscious of that fact. And I think it will make a change.
Does it cry out when there's something like a fire on it, a forest fire, like what's happening now?
I'm sure, you know, and I said earlier that I think that man is responsible, and woman, of course, is responsible for the conditions we create. Because when we send out hate, that's energy, and that goes out, and it's manipulated by the nature spirits, and helps to create the bad weather. And when we send out love, the opposite. So we are responsible for what we create on this earth. We're responsible for everything. That's a big message. I think we all have to realize that we are responsible.
All right, we're going to go. Hold on for a minute, Chrissy. We'll come back and take some final calls in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Lots going on tomorrow on our next Coast to Coast program. Mark Shaw joins us with the story of the late reporter Dorothy Kilgallen. That's always a great story, so I'm looking forward to that. And then a little bit of the supernatural for you on Coast to Coast. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. And we're back with our final segment with Chrissy Blaze. Chrissy, what do you do next? What's on your agenda these days?
Oh, what, generally, or astrology? I'm always thinking about writing another book, but not sure about that yet. Always working. I work at the Aetheria Society. I do volunteer work there. You know, I think everybody should do something to give back, and I try and do that.
All right, let's go back to the calls because we don't have much time. Next birthday for you to work on is January 14th. We're going to Shelton, Washington. Jeannie's with us on Coast to Coast. Hi, Jeannie.
Hello, Jeannie.
Hey, thank you. Hello. Thank you so much for taking my call. I am the first-time caller, and I've had some terribly bad luck in the last couple weeks.
We
have to move because our landlord is selling our house. I lost my job on Thursday, and my mom is in a hospice. So I'm trying to decide where do we go from here. And so what advice do you have for me in the next, I don't know, couple months? What does it look like for me?
What's it look like? It's a little topsy-turvy right now, Chrissy.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Oh, you're having an awful time, isn't it? Nothing comes in ones, does it? It always seems to come in twos.
Or threes, no. That's right.
Yeah. So you're a Capricorn, Earth in Capricorn. Capricorns have been having a bit of a rough time lately because you've got some heavy-duty planets in this sign. Your Earth sign is Cancer. Things are going to clear up for you next year, but right now you're going through it. So, you know, one thing I want to say is that you say you've lost your job.
Mm-hmm.
Is it something
yeah.
that a job that you really enjoyed, and now you've got to look
Not
for another
so
job?
Much.
Is that how it's looking?
I didn't enjoy it just because of the, you know, there was more work than one person could do, but it was close to home and it was a good job as far as helping the community.
Right. Well, just start with looking for a job when you get a chance, and you might find that a different field. Now, you say you're working for the community because that comes up, that you have a desire to give back, to help in some kind of cause. So perhaps look in that direction again, some kind of charity or voluntary work. Not voluntary work, but some kind of charitable organization, that kind of thing might work for you. Or working.
What about self-employment?
I'm sorry?
Self-employment.
Self-employment.
Like, what about, you know, going down that? I've had kind of a small home-based business for a couple of years. Put effort into that?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, it's a very good thing for people with Earth sign of Cancer. Strangely enough that you should say that, because you do very well working from a home base. You like that, reaching out into the community from your home base. You could be very successful at that. So, yeah, start working on that more and build that up. And I think next year things will, what are we now? September. Next year things are going to start turning around for you.
All right. Good luck, Jeannie. Hope everything does work out for you. It should work out. Astrologically speaking, Chrissy, things should get better for her, right?
They definitely should, yeah. I think the home business, that's a great idea to work on that. It won't happen overnight, but if she keeps working at it, then I think things will turn around for the better. She'll probably enjoy it more than she is now.
Well, and nothing happens overnight. Nothing.
Nothing happens overnight. You're absolutely right.
Was it just your aunt that practiced astrology in those days, or did your mother, father do it?
Oh, it was mainly my aunt, but also my cousin, my aunt's daughter. They were into all sorts of psychic, paranormal, astrology, metaphysics, occultism, all those things they were into, which absolutely fascinated me.
Did you ever play around with the Ouija board when you were a kid?
I did, actually, yes.
Oh, no.
I wouldn't do it now.
It's a portal.
Ever curious, you know, we're trying many different things. I definitely don't recommend it now. I'm sort of against it, but I did have to say I tried it. I tried everything.
Anything weird ever happened to you?
No, but my dad was there. He got us into it, and he wasn't really into anything like this.
Really?
I remember he brought out the Ouija board one day, and he actually got it to move. My dad was a very naturally psychic person.
Next up, let's go to Frank in Maryland. The birth date is January 18. January 18. Welcome to the program. Hey, Frank, take it away.
Glad to be back with you, George. I find British women over 50 so charming. My question is about my wife's health. If you care not to do that, will I be buying a house anytime soon? And what if a person that... is a child that's left on a doorstep without a birthday, how do you determine their astrological?
There's a lot of questions there. But hello, and I just want to start by saying that you're another Capricorn. We're getting a lot of Capricorns tonight, and you have the Earth sign of Cancer. And I'm just calculating what's going on now. So just... Sorry. Yeah, you're talking about buying a house. Absolutely a good time to buy a house. is it really the best year? I don't know. Have you got one you're looking at?
I've looked at several. Every time I look at one, somebody buys it. I'm 72 years old. My wife's 68. And she's her health is not good. But yet, me, I've never had a sick day in my life in 72 years.
Wow, that's fantastic. Yeah, well, I hope your wife gets better. And with you, I think it's definitely a good time to buy a home. Absolutely.
Well, that's good. Good advice.
Do it in the next few months. I mean, where are we now? September. Actually, this month would be perfect. So keep looking this month because something could come up.
Okay, good luck there, Frank. And his other quick question is if a baby is dropped on the door of a hospital or something and you don't know the birthday, can you ever really give them a true astrological reading? You probably can't without their birthday, right?
Not exactly, but you can certainly help them with certain things because some planets are quite slow moving. So, like, you can find out where their sun is. You know, if you knew roughly how old they were, there's certain things you can help them with, but that you can't really do a full birth analysis if you don't know at all. Sadly.
What's the downside of astrology, Chrissy? Is there any?
Yeah, because people get too hooked on it, I think, and look at it every day and what's going to happen. Yeah, I don't think it's a good thing to get hooked on. It's a good guide, but yeah, just don't get hooked on it.
But some people do. And if you do, what happens to them?
Well, you could get hooked on worse things, I suppose.
Yeah, you could be a drug addict or something, alcoholic or anything else.
But as long as you don't have to rely on it to make your every move, that's what I'm saying. Don't use it as a crutch. Use it as a guide. There's a whole difference. That's the downside. It's a fascinating study because people can get hooked on it.
How old is astrology, anyway?
Oh, it's thousands of years.
Almost to the beginning of mankind, huh?
Probably.
At least modern mankind.
They say that it was brought into being in the sort of Babylonia area, the Middle East, some 3,000 years ago, I believe. So it's pretty old.
Next up, we're going to March 29. Get ready, Roseville, California. Susan's with us. Hey, Suze, what do you got for us?
Hi.
Hi there.
Hello, Susan.
Christy and George. Glad I got through. I didn't think I was going to.
Justin.
I'm an Aries. My dad's an Aries. My mom's a Capricorn. And they're planning on moving in here with me next year. Do you see it happening?
Are the parents moving in with her?
Oh, just a moment.
That's a little reversal. You're not moving in with them. They're coming in with you,
No, because they're getting older. And they want to sell their home in the Bay Area, and they're older and they need help. And
well, that's what we're there for.
Physically,
they raised us. We got to help them.
Yeah, that's kind of.
They're an Aries.
The Earth sign in Libra, so you're actually learning to be around people and look after people too. So, because Aries, we can be a bit self-centered if we don't have someone. But on the other hand, one thing I want to say to you, Susan. When your parents move in, I think it's a wonderful thing. You're taking care of them. Make sure you've got some space for yourself because next year there's a time for you to take care of yourself as well. So if this is a room to yourself or an activity that you do without them or something that's yours, make sure you do that. So you're not totally consumed by them being with you.
All right. Good luck, Susan. And if they move in, make it the best you can for them.
Yeah, that's absolutely fantastic. Good for you.
Let's go to David in North Dakota, November 4. November 4. Hi, David. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I was just wondering if you see a relationship in my future. I've never had that much.
All right.
I'm just kind of curious.
Anything there in a relationship category?
Yeah, just looking at that, strangely enough, I see... Hang on, we're 2020 now, right? So, 2, 4. And you are a Scorpio, 11-4, did you say?
11-4.
So you're a Scorpio, and you have your Earth sign is Taurus. And I would say this year you've felt a bit lonely, but next year is a relationship year for you. So I don't know how you meet people, but go out and make an effort to meet people next year. And you definitely will, whether you make an effort or not. People will come into your life.
Probably with a mask on.
Yeah, with a mask on. So you won't be able to see what they look like.
We've got COVID masks all the time. But you're saying next year's his year, huh?
It's a relationship year. Yeah, so go for it, David. Go for it. Good luck with that.
All right, David. Follow up with us sometimes. Do you find, Chrissy, that when you give readings that people walk away happy or confused or what?
Yeah, I must say I've got some fantastic clients from all over the world, and I have to say, without beating my own drum, that they're always very happy, and they always come back. I think they're happy. I try to put my heart and soul into it.
Well, and you do a good job doing that. Why don't you mention your website for folks?
Thank you. Yes, it's astrologycity.com. I also have chrissyblaze.com, but that's in the process of being redone. So I have those two.
And how many books do you have?
I have 12.
12?
Six astrology and six metaphysical books.
What interests you about the metaphysical world?
Oh, everything. I've always been fascinated from a young age about what life is about, why we're here, life after death, life on other planets, the whole gamut.
You believe we're being visited by ETs?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Have been for thousands of years here with us, absolutely believe that.
You believe in life after death?
Absolutely, yes, I do. Absolutely. I've seen ghosts once or twice in my life, people who've passed on.
Do you communicate with them?
Pardon?
Do you communicate with them?
Yes, I have done, yes. Yes, I have a couple of times, yeah. I didn't really focus on that, but I have.
Ever have a scary situation?
Yes, absolutely.
What happened?
Well, the last one that I remember happened my husband and I visited Arundel Castle in England, which is the south coast, and it's a very old castle, been through a load of wars and everything. We were trying to find somewhere to stay overnight. We walked down this dark pathway, and not pathway, a pathway through the trees, but no light at all, and felt this tremendous presence that didn't want us there, which followed us to the house. We knocked on the door. This house was so scary. The woman looked like something out of one of those kind of horror movies. She said she had a room at the top of the stairs. Oh, my God, there were people around. It was the scariest night I've ever had in my life.
Get out of there. Get out of there fast. Chrissy, thanks for being on the program. Appreciate it. Her latest book, Earth, Astrology's Missing Planet, her website, astrologycity.com. Also her name. We've got it linked up for you at coasttocoastam.com. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Latasseur, Stephanie Smith, Chris Burrows, Tim Banal, Ian Punnett, and George Knapp, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.